AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden has hit the campaign trail on this Labor Day.
Milwaukee was the first stop, with President Biden telling the crowd why Labor Day is special to him.
I wouldn't be here without unions. Unions. Electricians, iron workers, letter carriers, teamsters, laborers, bricklayers, transit workers.
And the president told the crowd that the country is at an inflection point.
I've said many times, we're the only country in the world that's come out of every crisis we ever faced stronger than we went in it. No other nation has done that.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Biden will also speak in Pittsburgh today. Donald Trump staged his own Pennsylvania rally over the weekend in Wilkes-Barre, referring to the current president this way.
He's an enemy of the state. You want to know the truth?
Meantime, a judge has granted Trump's legal team's request to appoint a special master to review the documents the FBI seized from his Florida home. Mississippi's capital, Jackson, is moving closer to normal water service with water pressure back. Governor Tate Reeves.
After the bad water has been flushed through the system, we should hopefully find that Jacksonians have access not only to the quantity of waters needed to keep pressure in the system, but also that Jacksonians shall have access to clean water.
Meanwhile, Labor Day weather dicey in the east. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orebeck.
The wet weather pattern across a good part of the eastern U.S. is currently flash flood watches up all the way from the southern Appalachians northeastward into the northeastern U.S., and we do anticipate heavy rain potential over the next 24 to 48 hours across those areas.
The search continues in Canada for two suspects in the stabbing deaths of 10 people Sunday. It happened in Saskatchewan. Rhonda Blackmore of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Some of the victims may have been targeted and some may be random. So to speak to a motive would be extremely difficult.
That audio courtesy CTV. This is AP News. A man who stole a plane this weekend and flew it over northern Mississippi, threatening to crash it into a Walmart, is now facing criminal charges. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has the story.
Police in Tupelo, Mississippi say Corey Wayne Patterson stole a Beechcraft King Air C-90A from the Tupelo Regional Airport, took off early Saturday morning, called 911, and threatened to crash the aircraft. Patterson doesn't have a pilot's license, but worked at Tupelo Aviation Fueling Aircraft, which gave him access to planes. Negotiators convinced him to land the plane, but Patterson did not have the experience to do that, and another pilot tried to coach him through it. A negotiator reestablished contact, and the plane landed safely. Patterson faces charges of grand larceny and terroristic threats. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.